right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, it's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And we were talking about an article in today's Raw Story, talking about 19 states have joined a new right-wing effort to remake the Constitution. And let's go again. And this is the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. What's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Sandy. I love listening to you. I learn a lot. Now, I'm not saying I agree with you, but I like listening to you. You're very, very calm when you talk, and I really like that. You got a voice for radio. I don't know if you have a face for television or radio, but you got the right voice, you know?
The right demeanor.
Yes.
What do you say?
I do know Earl. I've seen Earl. Yeah, he has a face for TV.
And so I don't have the right demeanor, man?
No, you do. You've got a great demeanor, but Sandy keeps it calm.
All right.
You know, he really does.
Yeah, he does. Go ahead.
But the thing is, you know, Sandy's talking like he's an expert on knowing how conservative Republicans are. he's off the track by just a little bit, you know. First of all, I want everybody who is a citizen in this country to vote, and I want to make it as easy as possible. Conservatives are not trying to keep people from voting. It's just we just want the right people to vote.
Do you not want to vote?
I said I want everybody to vote if they're a citizen, you know, and if they're handicapped, yeah, we got to make it easy for them. But the fact is, you got to get out and vote. We've been doing this for hundreds of years, and just because in 2020 they had this mail-in thing and half the people voted early and everything else, well, you know, it's got to be right.
Gary, let me just ask you.
Ahead.
I'll ask you calmly with my radio face and my radio mouth. Why do you think that the people who mailed in their votes weren't the right people to vote? What was wrong with them in voting?
I have no idea who cheated and who didn't cheat. Well, I'm not one of those conspiracy theories,
yeah.
Persons on the right wing that think that you guys all cheated and that's how you won the vote. I don't think that.
Yeah.
Okay. But there is possibilities of cheating, like that guy down in Racine did. He went out there and cheated, and I hope he gets prosecuted for it. I really do. You can't make a point and go out there and take the sheriff's vote or whoever else he was trying to take. That guy's a nutcase.
Yeah,
and he should be prosecuted.
Okay, Gary. So what you're saying is, as far as you know, there's no evidence that there was cheating. All you know is that with mail-in voting, it seems like it would be possible to have cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And you do know that there was lots of auditing and things that was done that have been done through courts in many states with audits, and that so far they've uncovered no consistent thread of cheating. What's fact, as far as I know, they would have reported every case of cheating they found, and they haven't found many at all.
Okay, I'm not saying that the Democrats did cheat. I said there's a possibility of cheating by having drop boxes and stuff like that. And
people, yeah, I understand, like but part of what Trump and the denial, the election deniers have done is to take this notion of the possibility of cheating and have turned it into a fact statement that there was cheating and that the election was stolen from Donald Trump. And that whole stolen election. Go ahead.
Sandy, every rally he goes to, he's just shooting himself in the foot every single time he goes out there and says that. No, what I want to hear from Donald Trump is that I want to make America great again like it was when he was president. As far as I'm concerned, I thought the economy was great. I really did. I thought it was really, really good up until the pandemic and then the last.
Hey Gary, wasn't the economy great or good with Obama?
It the day that Donald Trump got elected, the very day the stock market crashed, I think 300 and 400 points the day he got elected, or the next day. And then since then, it just went crazy.
Yeah, but
you know, I had a lot of money in stocks, and I made a lot of money after Donald Trump got elected.
Gary, you didn't make a lot of money from the time that President Obama came in and the Dow Jones was at 700 and I don't 7,000 whatever it was, and then when he left it was at 18,000. You didn't make a lot of money in between that.
I made money, but I made a lot of money under Donald Trump.
Okay,
well,
Sandy,
well let me
low
just
as 95
wait, Gary, let me just
that time.
Yeah, but I mean,
go ahead, Sandy.
Okay, so. But, you know, when we talk about the economy and we talk about people participating in the wealth in the economy, you understand, Gary, that you aren't average. You've just revealed that fact by the fact that you've indicated you made a lot of money in the stock market. And you understand that the median human, the median person in the United States essentially owns no stock directly at all. They might indirectly own some stock through a pension arrangement. And so you understand that the stock market doesn't behave in the same manner that the economy does. Do you know what the Dow Jones did last week?
My wife told me it was at 33,000.
No, Dow Jones went up materially last week, and it went up materially last week, even though the country and the news media was talking about the fact that we were going into recession.
Right.
And that's because the stock market reflects things different than the economy. It reflects a long-term view of things. And the fact is that the stock market, the main reason the stock market did very well on a continuing basis from Obama through Trump was the low interest rates. And the very low interest rates caused earnings in corporations to be magnified in terms of how they would be viewed for the value of the stock. And it's been the increase in interest rates which has put a dent in the stock market most recently. And that's just sort of what economists say. That's what the financial industry would tell you about the most important aspects of what's impacted the stock market. The Tax Reduction Act that was passed during Trump definitely had an impact on the stock market, but it did not have an impact on Tom, Dick, and Mary's employment. It did have a huge impact on the deficit that was experienced by the U.S. By the United States government, because that Tax Reduction Act reduced revenues materially even during a boom. So we had a $1 trillion deficit the year after that tax reduction was enacted.
Can I ask you one other question? Once it's
sure.
a little bit
sure.
off the track, but
yeah.
I guess it was last week Ron Johnson voted against helping the service people with, you know, extra benefits and stuff like that. But from what I looked at, I thought, why would he vote against it? Well, the first vote was something like 87% of everybody voted, almost all the Republicans. And then they changed it on the second vote or something like that. And then all the Republicans, all of them voted, literally, I guess, all of them voted against it. And then Chuck Schumer also did some vote against it also. What happened? Why was it that everybody was for it, or most of the people, 87%,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden the Republicans decided to shut the door and
yeah,
say,
my understanding is that the Republicans were angry. They said that this, at least, that they were angry with Chuck Schumer because Schumer and Manchin had not revealed to the Republican caucus the fact that Schumer and Manchin had reached an agreement on the what was then called the Build Back Better, and now I think it's called the Reduce Inflation Act, and that they had reached an agreement that was going to get it passed with all Democratic votes and would be outside the reach of the filibuster. And so the Republicans were angry about that. They thought that they were that because they had been shielded from that information, they were they decided to penalize Schumer by voting against this bill. And that was the reason. And that was the reason why they were fist bumping and otherwise celebrating at the end of the vote against it, because they thought that they had dealt a nasty blow to Schumer and the Democrats by doing it.
Okay. Well, thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah. Okay.
See ya.
Yep. See ya.
Well, you know, Sandy. I'll say this, you know, Gary, we were going to talk about that later on anyway. Whatever the rationale was for it,
yeah,
we've got some veteran friends and many veterans who don't buy that, right?
Well, I mean, I think the rationale was
we know what
totally without regard to the veterans. It was all about inside Washington politics, and you know, it was a demonstration that. They're just out of touch.
Well, yes, and so Gary, Johnson, yeah, Gary, I know he's gone, and the others who have done this have angered veterans, the people they claim that they love. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.